At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Come on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. No Hugh Douglas. He is still on his winery tour. Kyle Quinn on the opposite side of the glass in with me today. Luke Nichols is producing. Kyle, what's up?
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philly. Totally forgot about the Daily Douglas portion of this program.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Didn't have one prepared.
Did you plan to have
no
one?
No Daily Quinn.
No Daily Quinn.
I prepared everything else but the Daily Quinn.
Okay. Well, that's all right. We'll get through. We didn't have one the last couple days, did we?
No, I guess we haven't. My Daily Douglas is always be prepared.
Okay. Except you're not today. We are. We think we are. We got a lot going on. All right. Coming up an hour from now, Elliot Shore Park's live in studio. I believe Elliot has a list prepared for every single thing we might talk about.
There's a lot of lists. A
lot of lists from Elliot, including his top five Sixers of the last 25 years. It is quarter century. We'll continue with that. And get to our Sixers list, including someone who should or should not be on there. So that's coming up. CJGJ spoke about his exit from the Eagles again. He's just losing his mind. We'll get to that. Finished in the Phillies, and of course, you people later on the show. But Kyle, last night, I didn't think we would start today with the All-Star game because it was kind of boring, right? It was 6-0, and it was like, all right, ho-hum, you know, turn it off and go to bed. But then the AL started to come back, and then they tied the game in the ninth inning. And then you realize they had changed the rule a couple years ago that I didn't really remember this, but they changed the rule a couple years ago. Instead of extra innings, we have a swing-off. Yeah. And, of course, it ended. Well, let's listen to it. Kyle Schwarber last night, the hero, the MVP. He ends the swing-off with some home runs.
Schwarber in the air to center field, headed towards the wall, and dead center.
That's huge for the National League.
They're within one. He said if he could get it on his first swing, and he did. Oh! Schwarber bombs in the All-Star game! Tied at three!
That's MVP material if he gets a third one right here.
Manel has rallied in the swing. Oh!
And Kyle Schwarber is your National League champion, MVP, All-Star Game MVP. Kyle, what did you think of that? Because we watched it last night. I'll give you my first thought. I was like, really, a swing-off?
Yeah.
Like when I first, I was like, swing-off? That was the first thought I had before I watched it. And then I saw it, and I was like, that was pretty darn fun. What did you think of the swing-off?
I was excited. I needed the swing-off to happen as soon as the game was tied, and they started talking about the fact that that's how it ended. I didn't know either. I didn't know that this is a rule they implemented a couple of years ago. I thought it might have been even new this year. But when I found that it was going to be a swing-off, my mind immediately went to, well, Kyle Schwarber's got to be in this.
Has to be.
And he was. And, I mean, man, it was just, I didn't expect to be that excited by the All-Star game. In fact, I did not expect to be excited at all by it because, really, there was a pretty heavy lack of Phillies in it. Zach Wheeler bowed out. No Sanchez. No Suarez. Trey Turner didn't make it. And it was really just Kyle Schwarber who wasn't starting, and I didn't expect to see him a lot in the game. But then for it to end like that, for him to not even give Pete Alonso, stupid Pete Alonso, a chance to go up there and be the hero, and I just knew for some reason in the back of my head he was going to hit three home runs, and he was going to take over this thing. And Kyle Schwarber, as he does in Kyle Schwarber fashion, showed that he's a star. He's one of the star players in all of baseball. That, I mean, I had a lot of fun watching the swing off last
night. I had more fun than I thought, and I have to be honest with everyone. After I watched it, I was like, I wonder if we're going to see that more. I wonder if we're going to see that again. I wonder if that just wasn't a one-off in the All-Star game. And I know it sounds silly, right? It sounds silly to end a real game like that. Yeah. But I saw this quote this morning, and it kind of got the wheels in my head turning. So Logan Webb, All-Star pitcher for the San Francisco Giants, he spoke to Jason Stark after the game last night. And here is what he said. So Stark asked him, is that a good way to decide a game or a crazy way to decide a game? Honestly, this is Logan Webb. Honestly, he replied, I've got a group text going on with a couple of other players around baseball, and they said that we should just never play an extra inning game again. Just do it like that. Kyle, I know it sounds Mickey Mouse. Yeah. I know it sounds crazy.
It is.
Well, okay. But I watched that last night, and I'm at least my mind is open, and I'd be intrigued by the idea of real games ending like this.
I'm going to need you to close that mind.
No, I can't. Joe, that was awesome.
No, it was awesome for the All-Star game, but it's gimmicky. It's not real baseball is the problem with it. And my mind immediately went to the NHL shootout. Yeah. I hate the NHL shootout. It sucks. I mean, like, if you want to do that for an All-Star event, and if you want to do, like, a skills competition thing, that's great. But it's not real hockey. A home run derby is not real baseball. I mean, you can argue the extra innings thing with the zombie runner, the Manfred man, or whatever you want to call him, is not real baseball either. It's way more baseball than what the home run derby is. It's such, like, a specific skill set. And it takes away a lot of the other elements of what a real baseball game or what a winning baseball team should be. Like, what are we going to do? A bunt off?
Well, there's no fun to a bunt off.
No, of course not. But, like, I guess my point is that it's such a specific skill set that it almost... It puts a lot of teams at a disadvantage if you don't have those guys. Like, I know we have Kyle Schwarber, and that was great. But imagine if the Phillies were in one of those swing-offs right now. You have Kyle Schwarber, and then what other two guys are you putting out there?
Castellanos?
Oh, yeah, man. Like, such a big-time power team the Phillies are right now. I can just picture myself walking into WIP one morning, talking to Rhea, talking to everybody that I usually see in the morning, and we're like, man... That stupid swing off, that home run derby, really screwed the Phillies. If this is a real baseball game, that was in the bag. We should have won that.
Well, okay. So, but you mentioned that what we have now, right? And I was fine with this when they put it in. What was it? They did it during COVID, and then they just kept it, right? The zombie runner, the Manfred runner. That's not real baseball either.
It's more baseball than the
I know,
home run
but
derby.
The way I view it is we've already crossed the threshold into silliness. I mean, we have a zombie runner that starts on second base in extra innings. Players don't like extra innings anymore, and honestly, I don't either because it just. The game, it slows down, and it takes forever. Now, in the postseason, we go back to real baseball, right? Mm-hmm. And that's different. But in the regular season, nobody needs the runner on second base. Mm-hmm. We could do it this way. And then, yes, I can imagine coming in here, too, and people are upset. But you know what I could see? Mm-hmm. I could see us coming in and be like, really? Topper sent Castellanos up? The guy hasn't had a hit in 3 weeks. Get somebody else up there. Get Edmundo up there. Get somebody else up there. I was intrigued by it last night. I thought it was more... When it started, I was like, oh my goodness, we're going to do a swing off. This is so silly. And then I watched it and I watched Schwarber and I was like, no, this is fun.
It was fun to watch last night. But what you're just describing is just another thing for me to be angry about.
Yes.
Either way, I'm coming in here angry about the stupid swing off. Like the Manfred man, the ghost runner, zombie runner. I still haven't figured out what exactly to call it.
I like zombie.
Yeah. Okay. The zombie guy. Yeah, Manfred man kind of works
too. It does.
But like that is in an entirely different universe in terms of what looks like baseball than the home run
derby.
I know,
there's strategy. There's
nobody on base in the home run derby. Nobody's actually pitching. Like, Logan Webb and his cronies in this group chat are just lazy. They don't want to go in there and pitch more innings than they have to.
Well, I don't want to watch 14 innings. I want to watch the game and then turn it off and then go home.
How often do we get 14 innings in an extra innings?
Well, not anymore because of the Manfred man, right? We take Manfred man or zombie runner, right? Put this in and we'll be out in 10 minutes. All right, 215-592-9490 for your reaction to Schwarber last night. NL winning. Schwarber was the MVP, but really it's how it happened. It was the swing off, which was basically a modified home run derby last night, and Schwarber wins it. Would you be open to ending a real game with a home run derby, swing off, whatever you want to call it? Luke Nichols is producing today. Luke, what'd you think last night, and would you be open to ending a real game like that?
I thought the swing off was awesome. I thought it was very entertaining, but there is no chance I'd want a real game to end like that. It would be ridiculous.
You guys sound so old and out of touch.
It would be insane.
You have to get with the times, the modern times, which is a swing off.
You're the oldest one here.
I know I am, yeah. But you guys sound like the old guys.
I can't imagine going through an entire game and then it's like a close game. It's a 5-5 game at the end of the ninth. The bullpens are depleted and it's like, you know what? Just send three guys out there from either side to hit some home runs. Now, I will say it would be nice. It would really limit the Phillies' bullpen and how bad they are.
See, now we're getting somewhere.
But it would still be absurd. Like, I'd rather have Jordan Romano trotting out there in the 11th inning than watch a swing off, just because it's just more about baseball. Like, just going to a swing off is absolutely ridiculous. It would be absurd to go the entire game and just say, oh, well, you know, if we can't get it done in 9 innings, we just go to a swing off and we'll send Schwarber out there and hope for the best.
I would like everyone to really think about what Luke just said.
One stung.
Okay, let's go to September. The Phillies are tied with the Mets for first place in the NL East. They're playing the Mets in September, and we have an option of having a swing off with Schwarber, Harper, Castellanos, right? Let's just say that's the best three options we have. And they're going to throw Soto, Lindor, and Alonso. And we get to watch a swing off between those six guys.
Well, then we're screwed.
Well, probably. But or put Romano on the mound against those guys. We're screwed anyway. Yeah. What I saw last night was fun, and it was different, and it was interesting. And we do have one of the great home run hitters, in terms of home run per at-bat in the history of baseball.
Just one.
I know we have one. Well, most teams don't have three. Maybe the Dodgers, maybe the Mets.
The team's in direct competition with us.
I get it. I'm just saying I anticipated hating what I saw last night. And then the more I watched it, I was like, that was pretty awesome. It really became memorable. We'll remember
definitely.
Last night.
Yeah, and like I didn't anticipate hating at all. I anticipated loving it. I did love it, but don't let it go anywhere near a Major League Baseball game. And now it's got me wondering with this Romano thing. Say this was the rule. Is Dave less inclined to go out there and fix the bullpen in as big of a way if he knows that he's not really – he doesn't need to exhaust his arms in game in like extra inning situations during the regular season?
Go get a slugger.
Now you just need one guy and you need a home run hitter.
So here's my question. If they did it in real games, do you think they would have a batting practice pitcher, or would it be you'd be able to throw a pitcher out there?
Pitcher just throwing batting practice? Because at that point, what's the point of having the pitcher out there?
Then I guess it would just be
he's
a regular
just toss
game.
Toss it, lob it, 40, 50 miles an hour or something.
That probably wouldn't work. Yeah. What I saw last night was more fun than I anticipated. Schwarber wins it. Where do you guys come down? 215-592-9494. Would you be open to a swing off for a home run derby ending a real game? I can't believe this is real. You know what? With Manfred, though, as much as some people might be like, there's no way they'll ever do this, they did the zombie run. When Rob Manfred throws something in, it's never for no reason. The ABS thing last night. When there's a reason they put that in, at least in the back of someone's head, there's a chance this might happen.
I don't think there's a 0% chance that we ever see this. I can't have it happen. And, even worse, it feels like what Manfred saw last night, maybe he's starting to, I don't know. And the reaction to it, man.
Everyone's excited.
Yeah, Manfred's a sucker for that love from the fans. I would not be surprised if within the next few years you start hearing talks about it potentially going in, especially if it happens again next season. Not as likely, but just the fact that it was on display for everybody to see last night, I think, moved it in that direction a little bit.
Well, and also there's players here talking about the fact that they liked it. There's always that fight between players and owners in baseball. If they could throw the players a bone, if the players want this, it might happen. Chris in Middletown is up on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy hump day.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Guys, I got the Daily Douglas.
Okay.
So when you're new to a community and you get invited to a party and have the opportunity to mingle with your neighbors.
You mean like Hughes Block Party a couple weeks ago?
Go to that event. Yeah. Don't be that guy, because you never know. I mean, you may need these people's help one day, you lose keys or something.
I don't think Hugh endorses this message.
No, this sounds like the opposite of a Daily Douglas. He would go far away from his block party.
Well, he sent it right to me. I mean, I thought I was speaking, he was speaking through me.
Sure.
Guys, I can care less about the All-Star game. I really could. I didn't watch one inning of the All-Star game. Didn't even have it, you know, inclination to flip over while it was on. But once it went to extra innings and it popped up that, you know, they were going to have this swing off, I flipped over, and it was highly entertaining. And of course, you know, Schwarbaum's came through and it was fantastic. So I think it was a great gimmick. It definitely was. But
gimmick.
As is the zombie runner. They're all gimmicks.
But anybody with, like, even a tenth of a brain in their head that wants to do this in real games knows that that's just total nonsense and foolishness. You know, I mean, that's just, Joe, your take of wanting to do this in real games.
I'm open to it, Chris. I'm open after.
We
start this inning with a runner on second base. That's not baseball.
Joe, this take is like defense is a luxury type of take. Like, I feel it's like you're trying to fill in for somebody else. I mean, dude, it is that bad. And I love how you use, like, oh, well, we got a gimmick because of the zombie runner on second base. It's not even close of a comparison. And your whole thing is, well, since we've already, like, bastardized the game by going this far, why the hell not just keep it?
You know what's funny? I remember doing shows when we had the story about the zombie runner, and I was open to that. And people were like, this is the worst thing. This isn't baseball. They played baseball for 100 years. And now, 5 years later, we're like, well, that's fine. It's not that bad. Whenever there's a new thing, we hate it, and then we learn to like it.
Yeah, this is total nonsense. I mean, what are we going to do next? Are we going to line up the starting pitchers and have them, like, throwing balls at tin cans to knock them off a fence post, too, like, to see who's more accurate?
So you want more Jordan Romano in extra innings? Who are the other guys in this bullpen
playing fair.
Well, Jordan Romano would be out there, because who the hell else do you think will be pitching those, lobbing those balls up there for them to hit the home runs off of?
That's true.
They turn Romano into swing-off pitcher.
Basically is.
Yeah, come on. I mean, like, that would be their guy. That's who they would go to. They're like, all right, Jordan, it's a home run derby contest. They bring him out there, and they bring Nola out there, for Christ's sake. I mean, come on, guys. Guys, listen, let's finish with this, because Schwarber, I mean, how amazing was it that on that stage he was the guy? And he showed the rest of the country what we know we've been enjoying his entire time here, but more importantly, this year. Like, his star could not be more bright than what it is right now. I mean, this guy, I mean, to me, he's just an absolute legend. He is one of the greatest home run hitters in Philadelphia history that I've ever seen, if not the greatest. And got a message, Mr. Middleton, call Brinks, schedule the payment with the new contract to Schwarber. Show him his M-O-N-E-Y! Pay the man.
Chris, appreciate the call. I didn't know if he was going to chant Brinks or money.
You just never know it, Chris.
You don't.
No. You brought up the fact that people come around to it.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, they will. Like, I'm not going to boycott Major League Baseball if they implement this rule. But this goes back to an analogy that, man, it's been a while and I can't remember the context of when we brought it up.
Okay.
But you're in the desert. You're starving.
Yeah, we haven't had this in a while.
You got to eat a turd. You're going to eat the turd because you're starving, but that doesn't make it not a turd. I don't want to eat the turd.
Well, no one
but I might
does.
Have to.
No one does, but we're already eating something gross.
But it's a turd.
Yeah.
It's better than a turd.
Again, if we were going from 0 to 100, mm-hmm. like if we had, they have never changed extra innings, and then this was presented, I think it'd be so drastic, and it would be like, oh my goodness. It's Mickey Mouse anyway.
Well, I think you're understating how drastic of a change of like a departure from baseball the home run derby is as opposed to
a runner on second base.
Yeah, like it's a runner on second base. You're just starting an inning with a man on scoring in scoring position. Everything else is the same. The home run derby is
different.
It's just not the sport.
But it's more
it's
fun.
A home run derby.
It's fun.
It was fun to watch. But I'm gonna be that guy. We must uphold the integrity of the game.
I told you, Joe. Guys are the old guys today. Integrity of the game. I mean, we have robots
resist
calling
change.
Balls and strikes now. I got
yeah, that's fine.
That's not fine. So here's my thing on this. Also, how many games go to extra innings?
Yeah.
Like, not many games go to extra innings. Mm-hmm. If once every 2 weeks we get Schwarber in a home run derby to win a game, I think that'd be awesome to watch.
Hold on. That's putting a lot on Kyle Schwarber.
He's fine. He's got it.
But look.
Did you hear, Chris? He's a legend. That's what he does.
I know.
Can we add this to his legacy last night, or is it too hokey?
Oh, I think for sure. Okay. No, like what popped into my head was Kyle Schwarber is the star player of the Phillies.
Well,
he's surpassed
he
Bryce right now.
And the other thing is, I think he's, because he said a home run in every playoff series possible. Now you throw this in there, he's like Mr. Home Run.
He's historic, Kyle Schwarber.
Let's go to Anthony in Philly. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, so, Joe, I got to agree with you on this one, Joe.
See, it's about time, Anthony. I knew you'd agree with me after a while here. Anthony, what's up? What are you thinking?
This is one of the funnest games that I think I've seen in a long time. And I think it should be a choice, right? Let's treat it like football. Let's treat it like overtime. Both teams get to decide what they want to do. If they both agree, they just do it. If not, flip a coin.
Well, that's kind of interesting.
They both decide what?
Like you decide, are you going to play it with the zombie runner or are you going to play it with the home run derby?
But they don't do that in football. They don't decide if they're going to play overtime or not. They just play overtime.
Yeah, no, but he wants to do a coin toss to determine how we're going to end the game.
No.
That's fun. Anthony, you're on to something here. Yes. So if you're the Phillies, right, and you have Romano's the next guy up in the bullpen, or I could send Schwarber up there, I'm doing a swing off.
But hold on. But then the other team knows Romano's coming up, and they're like, oh, I don't think so.
Coin toss.
We have to.
Coin toss. Yeah.
No. Now we're adding a coin toss to this whole thing?
Yes.
This is all not right, my sport.
What do you want to do? How are you going to determine
it? Just keep the zombie runner.
Well, hold on. How about this? The home team determines it. The home team gets to pick the form of extra innings.
No.
What? Okay.
No. It's just simply not baseball. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Anthony.
I mean, I don't think the home team should decide. I honestly think this should be a coin toss, whether you should do it or not. And I don't know. This is what I think. If both teams agree that there should be a home run derby at the end, then go for it.
But no, this isn't Major League buddies. We're not agreeing to things.
The agreement might. I like the idea. The agreement might be difficult because each team's going to have different strengths and weaknesses, right? Like if you have three big home run hitters, you're going to want them versus if you have a bad bullpen.
If you know their bullpen's up against the ropes.
Yeah. The only issue I have
with win the game.
Anthony's idea is. Adding a coin toss to baseball feels weird. Like football, we do a coin toss to start every game, right? Yeah. It's kind of part of the flow of the game. Yeah, the coin toss is. I just think if you're going to do Anthony's idea, I feel like it's got to just be the home team gets to choose, and then we just roll with it. Mm-hmm. If we want to play zombie runner, we play zombie runner. If not, we go to the home.
We're
the swing off,
twisting ourselves into a pretzel, trying to shoehorn this thing in. It's not happening.
Sometimes you see an idea and you want to run with it. That's what we're doing.
Sometimes a bad idea.
No, sometimes it's a good idea. Jeff in Wilmington's up. What's up, Jeff?
Okay, so I fell asleep before the game.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff?
Jeff? Phone fell asleep.
Yeah. Jeff's going to be all right. We'll put him back on. Let's grab Stucky in West Philly. What's up, Stucky?
Hey, what's up, brothers?
Hey, man. Stucky.
How you doing this morning?
Good, buddy. What are you thinking?
I agree with this thing, off, man. Let's do it. Let's line up to the plate. Mano y mano. Let's see who got the bigger bets at the end of the night. That's all I'm looking at.
The people today want fun, Kyle. Mm. That they want fun, and they saw Kyle Schwarber deliver fun last night.
I'm surprised at the city. I mean, what happened to my people? This is not baseball. We are a pure sports town. Stucky, come on.
Would they start looking at the end of the prior season when they count everybody home runs? Would they start putting asterisks next to certain guys' home runs extra innings? Like how they look at Jalen in the tush push, like they don't count all his. They don't look at his QB touchdown runs as legit because they're 1 yard line.
I don't even know if they'd count them as their home runs.
Yeah, I don't think you can do that.
Because if you look last night, Stucky, Schwarber didn't have a quote-unquote hit in the game. Because that was like what happened to finish it was separate. So Schwarber actually won the MVP without a hit. So they probably couldn't count them as home runs because that would throw the record books all off.
Right, and plus a lot of guys are going to get way more opportunities than others. I think the whole idea with looking at a full season's worth of stats that everyone's essentially playing the same amount of games, same amount of opportunities, at least to some degree.
Good point.
But I'm glad you're on point here, Stucky. See, Stucky gets it. He won. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. And I, again, if we were going from 0 to 100, I might balk at this. We're already at a zombie runner. Last night gave us another option. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard. All right, we saw Schwarber win it for the NL last night with a swing-off. Would you be open to ending real games like this? And I, as much as you might say, oh my goodness, this will never happen. If I had said this 6 years ago about a zombie runner on second base, which again, they shoehorned in. Remember that? They shoehorned it in because they tried, the whole idea is they needed to get the players out quicker because they were in the dugout together during COVID.
Yeah, it made sense.
Yeah, no, but I mean,
it was practical,
I guess. I mean, it felt like they just wanted to test it out and they used that to do it. But now we're here now and everyone's accepted it. Would you be open to the idea of a swing-off ending real games? I would. Luke, who's in for Kyle, would not. Kyle, who's in for Hugh, would not. These guys are no fun today. Where do you come down? All right, coming up on the other side. Couple things that hit us from last night. One that just totally pissed Kyle off, so we'll get to that in the aftermath of the home run derby for Kyle Schwarber. And we have a prize to give away today. A pair of tickets to the Phillies and Red Sox on July 22nd, next Tuesday at 6:45. We'll tell you how we're going to do that coming up next. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.